Driving in Virginia, you can see the loops of the roller coasters of Paramount's King's Dominion as you get near Richmond. The tower announcing the park's presence has a lighted sign at the top, alternately reading "God Bless America" and "Open This Weekend." It's mostly closed weekdays in the fall. We drove into the All-American Truck Stop across from the park. It's a regular stop for long-haul truckers with a 24-hour restaurant, showers for $6, free with a 50-gallon fill-up. We spoke to some of the drivers about this past 2 weeks and whether anything has changed for them.
I think it's the greatest country in the world. Mm-hmm. We're going to do what we got to do. Yeah. Why stop the economy? Stop the economy, they win.
Russell Allen was driving from Hampton, Virginia to New Jersey, but although he plans to keep working and get on with his life, he is seeing differences, like heightened security around the Virginia naval bases as he drove his truck to Roanoke.
We had extra cops, extra security, everything down there. All the bridges was closed. You had to get inspected before you go over to cross the bay and everything like that. I went the next day and it was jam-packed. Had probably about, I'd say, 5-10 mile backup before you went through the tunnel, checking everything.
Benny Martinez was driving in convoy with Allen, also headed for New Jersey, loaded with groceries for a supermarket chain. His home base is Brooklyn. He says the day the World Trade Center was hit, his wife was terrified. She took the grandchildren and went to the basement. We're old-timers, he said, from the bomb shelter days. That's what you did.
Sometimes it gets to a point you have to arm yourself, you know? Because you never know who is your next-door neighbor.
You think you're going to pay more attention to who is your next-door neighbor?
Yeah. It's like last week, my wife told me the FBI raided the building that day because one of the terrorists was living in the building there. And we never knew. You know, she was surprised. And that scares her more.
Neighbors who worked at the World Trade Center are still missing. For Benny Martinez and his family, this tragedy is part of their lives. There are also families on the road in 18-wheelers. We met Michelle and Randy Baltimore and their 4-year-old daughter, Brooke, having lunch in the family area at the truck stop. Randy Baltimore thinks this is a time to be careful.
You want to stay away from really, really congested places right now because I think those are going to be high target areas.
And that would be places like?
Well, obviously really populated cities, theme parks, ball games, things like that. In my opinion, I don't think that would be a wise choice right now.
Michelle says they're choosing motels in small towns for overnight stops. They'll go around cities instead of going into places where they normally would like to see the sights. The night before the World Trade Center was hit, the Baltimore family was in New York admiring the famous skyline.
We stood at the exact same place. We've seen pictures of people where they were looking across at the towers, and we were standing at that exact same place the night before, you know, and it's just hard to imagine. That, and now you look at places a whole lot different when you go to them. It's like, you know, that could be gone tomorrow too.
The Baltimores live in a small, presumably perfectly safe town in Tennessee, but like all the truckers we talk to, they're staying on the road.